Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sal Capaccio, Matt Bove here on It's Always Game Day in Buffalo at Sal Sports at Matt_Bove. All right, we're going to get to some injury notes and some things that happened at practice today. Before I forget, though, I do want to say it's interesting when you think about the Bills in this matchup. And I feel like the Bills have kind of been built to combat the Chiefs more than any other team, because we've said how many times, I'd rather play the Chiefs than the Ravens. The Bills aren't built to beat the Ravens. They're built to beat the Chiefs. And I'm not saying, oh, my God, it's all about the Chiefs and they're going to go out there and beat them. But it does feel like they match up a little better against the Chiefs than they do some of the other better teams in the AFC who can bully you, run the ball like the Ravens. The Bills have kind of structured their roster like that. This is not a heavy run team. Yes, they are great at passing the ball. The Bills also put a little more speed on the field. So I think from that aspect, maybe you can glean a little bit of optimism.
That's fair. The thing that I am more worried about with the Bills right now is the offense. Now, I'm still worried about like how the defense is going to be able to stop the Chiefs, because I don't think that you're going to be able to stop them. But I always think about when these games specifically, when it's the Bills and Chiefs, I always think about what is the number that you would have to score to feel very confident that you would give your team a chance to win. And I always think it's definitely in the 30s, right? If you score more than 30 points, I feel like you're at least giving yourself a fighting chance against this type and this caliber of an opponent. I don't feel super confident right now that the Bills can go out there and put up 30 against a really, really good Chiefs defense with the deficiencies we have seen from the Bills offense. Can they? Of course they can, because if Josh gets hot or if they have a really, really good day, that they can put up points against anybody. I wouldn't bet on it, though. So then when you talk about a Chiefs team coming in, I don't see a world where the Bills are holding them to 21 or 24 points.
If I gave you 27 right now for the Bills, would you take it?
No. I don't think they're winning with 27 points.
Wow, wait, that's a lot of points.
The defense or the offense?
I'm giving the Bills 27 points. If I say the Bills offense scores 27, I'm going to give you that right now. Do you take it?
No, I'm not. No, I think the number I would have to get to would be 31.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. It is a lot, and the Chiefs' defense is great, but I think about all of these games that they play. Right, going back to last year, I don't think the Chiefs had allowed 30 or more points, and then the Bills scored the 30 points on the Josh Allen scramble on the 4th-and-2, and that gave them the win, and I think they won like 30-22 or 30-21 or something like that. Then they get to the playoffs, and it was 32-29. It was that number. It's like, I think if you're going to beat the Chiefs, you got to score 30 points.
I would take 27. 27's... that's a lot of points in the NFL.
The one thing I will say is, because they've played so many times, I remember there was a similar vibe a couple years ago in listening. So I was in the press box, but I was listening to Romo on the like broadcast before the game. And he was like, everybody thinks this is going to be some high scoring shootout. And he's like, and it won't be. And that actually ended up happening. I think it ended up being like a 24-21 win for the Bills or something really, really close. So, you know,
this game will be lower scoring than what people do. I do. I feel this game will be lower scoring. And here's why. I think the Bills will want to run the ball, control the clock, keep Patrick Mahomes off the field. And I do feel the Bills feel like they are a little more equipped to be able to at least get one or two stops against the Chiefs. And that doesn't mean they stop them all day, but you put that all into the recipe, and I'm thinking mid-20s type of game.
So you would take 27?
I would take 27.
I would not take 27.
And if you score 27 and lose, boy, it is full on, again, you know, I don't know, I want to say panic mode, but, you know, guns ablaze and arrows at the defense again. 27, people are feeling good. Hey, offense scored 27. Okay, what's up, defense?
I don't know if they feel that way. They scored 40 points last week. I know it's against the Panthers. They scored 40 points, and people are losing their minds that the offense does not look good right now. They scored 40 points. I get it's like a different level, but I mean, still, like, 27 is not that I mean, it's like, relative.
Right. It's the Bills are averaging, I think, the fourth most points in the league at 26.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, maybe it'll be Gabe Davis making the play.
All right, so there you go. Great segue. Great segue. Thank you very much. Gabe Davis is back, folks. He is on the practice squad. The Bills have activated him to the practice squad from practice squad injured. So he is practicing now. They also, by the way, signed Jordan Poyer and Jordan Phillips to the 53-man roster. And that takes care of the 53. That now takes care of the practice squad because I want to say the young man's name they just signed to the practice squad. I don't even know how to say it. It's a defensive tackle. So
yeah, so Gabe Davis gets activated to the practice squad, and today was his, so we were recording this on Wednesday. This was his first practice, and I do think that it was notable that the window was opened. Do I anticipate that he plays on Sunday? No, but a week ago, I did not anticipate that Max Harrison was going to play on Sunday, and he ultimately did. So once again, it is a different situation. He is not on the active roster. He would need to be elevated to the active roster, and he would get 3 elevations before he had to ultimately be placed on the roster. I think Gabe Davis will be playing wide receiver for the Bills sometime in the next couple weeks. I don't know if that means it's this week, but definitely a step in the right direction. The thing I will say, though, is with the concerns at wide receiver, this team better not think that that is the answer. That can be a supplemental answer, but they better not be approaching this as like, hey, we're not adding somebody at the deadline because we think Gabe is going to be able to step in. This should be a, if Keon doesn't make strides, that's who goes in for Keon, and they still need somebody else.
Tommy Akingbesode, I think it's, I'm not even know if I'm saying it right, and I apologize. Number 71, defensive tackle. Agreed 100%. This can't be the full answer, but he is a guy I think they're going to count on. I'm giving more of a chance than you are for this week. I think he might play this week.
I don't disagree. I think that it would be, I'd say, a 40% chance right now.
And who's down if he plays? Is it Shavers? Because Shavers plays special teams. I don't think Gabe Davis would if he's up immediately. It's got to be Moore or Samuel.
I don't know. I don't know because Samuel had big plays against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship last year and actually against the Chiefs in the regular season. I think he had a touchdown against both times they played against the Chiefs. So saying that, I would say it's probably Elijah Moore. The one thing I will say, you know, kind of shifting off of Gabe Davis, Jordan Poyer and Jordan Phillips have had success against the Chiefs before. I mean, Jordan Phillips was kind of the only guy who I think sacked Mahomes in the AFC Championship game last year. That's not to say you wouldn't much, much, much rather have Ed Oliver, because of course they would. But, I think that there's a role for both of those guys. And I think that, you know, specifically Jordan Poyer, like I liked what I saw from Jordan Poyer the other day against the Panthers. I think it was just a little steadiness. It's weird because they felt like they got more steady with him in the game, but they also got more explosive with sprinkling in Hancock and Hairston.
We anything else that you need to get to, want to get to, because we can talk trade deadline. We'll do that later in the week because it's going to be end next week because it's going to be next Tuesday. I think by now, though, since there have been no trades, I can't imagine one happening by the end of the week.
Not one where it would result in somebody playing. Like, they could make a trade, but I don't think that it would mean that, you know, that person would be playing. If they traded for Rashid Shaheed on Thursday, it's not like that guy's coming in and getting a jersey on Sunday. So I'm just kind of going to wait and see what happens in this game. I think the Bills, I don't agree with this, but I think they want to see how they look against this caliber of opponent and then kind of make their additions based off of that and see what they need to do and where they need to go.
Okay, we will tell everybody that Matt Milano and Terrell Bernard were full participants at practice. But I thought it was notable when Sean McDermott was specifically asked about Terrell Bernard and linebacker. And, hey, when they're healthy, Milano and Bernard, you know, will they be the guys? And even asked about Bernard specifically. He didn't say it is Terrell Bernard's job when he's healthy. He didn't say that.
Yeah.
What he said was he sees things like a coach. He sees things like we do and like everybody. You know, he's had really good moments like everybody, though. There's got to be some improvement. I just think it's kind of interesting.
Yeah, it is. It feels like they're building themselves a little bit of an off-ramp to get to guys like Shaq Thompson and not guys like Shaq Thompson. Yeah. I don't think that this would be for Dorian Williams. I think that they're trying to find a way because they've liked what Shaq Thompson has done to get him on the field. And I think in like obvious three linebacker situations, it'll be Shaq Thompson, Terrell Bernard, and Matt Milano. But I do think that there is a world where we see sometimes Shaq Thompson mixed in as one of two linebackers out on the field. I don't think that'll always mean, though, that it's Shaq Thompson and Matt Milano or Shaq Thompson and Terrell Bernard. I think that they view Shaq Thompson as somebody who could play both sides. So it might be situation dependent.
Speaking of Shaq Thompson, him, Joey Bosa, and Jordan Phillips all had vet rest days. They did take part in individual drills, but not team drills. We'll have a lot more for you as the week rolls on. The Bills and the Chiefs on Sunday, 4:25 p.m. here at Highmark Stadium. For our producer, Mike Rabier, for Matt Bove, I'm Sal Capaccio. Thanks a lot for watching. Please subscribe at Sal Sports on YouTube and, of course, wherever you pod. It's always game day in Buffalo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.